number 51. In the white book, could we sing number 51?
Nearer, still nearer.
Yes, Lord. Amen, Lord. Amen, Lord. Nearer, Lord. Nearer, Lord. Nearer, Lord. Hallelujah. Nearer, O Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That to come close to you and to be drawn nearer to yourself, we have to first of all be sprinkled afresh with your precious blood.
Yes.
Lord, we pray that you will just wash us. Lord, wash us in the blood of the Lamb. Dear Lord, that we would be worthy and able to come to the throne of grace. Amen. That we would come into your presence, Lord, with clean hands and a pure heart. So we pray, Lord, maybe presumptuous, hidden, whatever, Lord, we just ask that you'll wash us in your precious blood. And Lord, throughout this day, on top of that blood, put that anointing upon our lives. Lord, we pray, thank you, the blood that makes us worthy, your spirit to hover. And Lord, as we gather this morning, as we do, and come together as your people, washed in your precious blood. Lord, you have ordained that there you are in the midst, by your Holy Spirit, working among us and within us. And Lord, we desire your working. We want you to have your way with us. Lord, we pray that you will be glorified. Bless, Lord, the camp today, the children. Bless the boys. Bless the cottagers. Bless them, Lord.
Yes.
In these last 3 mornings that they'll have around your word and in your presence, Lord, we pray that you'll do much for them throughout these last 3 days, establishing them, sealing the work that you've begun, taking them deeper and further, Lord, nearer, still nearer, nearer, oh Lord. May that be the desire, and Lord, may that be realized in every camper, in every staffer, in every guest. We thank you for it. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. In that same white book, I believe it's number 2, Deeper in Thy Love, O Jesus, doth my spirit cry to God. Number 2.
Never
Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord, and anoint afresh. Lord, with the oil of gladness. Deeper, O Lord, consecrate more. Surrender fully, O Lord, in that holy life, O Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your call, O Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your desire, dear Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, you be glorified. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Jesus, I worship you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you,
Lord, we thank you that that's a prayer that we can all make, no matter what our age. It is not just something for older people, but I pray that our young people will somehow develop a relationship with Jesus Christ that is deeper and satisfying. You know, oh God, that relationships in this world are so shallow and fleeting. But a relationship with Jesus Christ has meaning. And I pray, O God, that you would, in all of us here, young and old, enable us this day to develop a relationship that with you that is deeper and sweeter and fuller. We ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Sometimes I'm surprised at who it is that likes these old songs. Old people like the old songs. That's not surprising, because we're old. And old people gravitate to what I guess is old. I don't know how that happens. But I was at a birthday party once for someone who was, I don't know how old they were. It was my daughter, and I don't know if it was 16 or 18 or 21 or I don't know what it was. Hike. It was one of those numbers. And they were in my yard, and she had all her friends over and celebrating this birthday. And so after they did what kids do at birthday parties, and after we had the barbecue and ate, and it was time to have a little time of worship and thanking the Lord and praying for the birthday child, and so I just come on, let's sing. Now, what do you want to sing? And I was expecting them to come up with songs that I couldn't sing along because I don't know them. Now I know a lot of the modern current. I don't know the crazy stuff, I don't think, but I hear Latan singing sometimes. I'm in my room and I hear him singing through the walls, "Purify My Heart," and all the other songs too. And I know them, and they're good and they're nice. And I didn't know what was going to come out of it, so I said, "You guys, pick a song. And what would you like to sing?" And one of the young people said, "Oh, I'd like to sing 'Only to Be What He Wants Me to Be Every Moment of Every Day.' Do we know that?" Yes. And so I said, "Okay, I think I know that one. That one I know." And so we sang that. I mean, this was a kid. She wanted to sing that song. And so we sang maybe a verse or two, as much as we possibly could. And then I said, "Oh, okay, now let's see, where would we go from here? Let's try another one." Another one came right out of the camp booklet. Another song of consecration and surrender. And I began to think, maybe these old songs are not just for old people. But maybe the old songs, maybe even the young people, find some truth in there that grips their heart deeper in that holy life. "Till I'm lost with Christ in God." That's a deep place. Lost with Christ in God. That's from the book of Colossians. Imagine how hidden that is. Imagine how secure and how safe a place that must be. And what not only the old people, maybe even as much or more so, the young people need that place of security. That place in God, in Christ. God is in Christ, and we are in Christ. And if we are in Christ, and then God is in Christ, wow, we're way deep, secure, safe. And so that's a good prayer to pray for young people, deeper in that holy life. "Till I'm lost with Christ in God, hidden with my blessed Lord, while I walk this earthly sod." Now maybe you want to change the last line. That's kind of old-fashioned. "While I'm hanging out with my buddies," I don't know. While I walk this earthly sod, while I'm here down in this earthly sphere, while I'm living life, as I'm living life from day to day, hid with Christ in God. What a good place. A wonderful place. And I'm thankful that the Lord has that for every one of us. And He wants to set us into that place. I think it's in Revelation we read, "Pillars in the temple of the living God that go no more out." I think it's in Revelation, right? Pillars. He wants to set you like a pillar in the temple of God, in the house of God. And you don't go no more out. You stay there. You're stuck there. You're put there. And you stand there for the Lord, hid with Christ in God. And so, as Brother Paul said, Lord, may we all, may the young and may the old. And maybe, wouldn't it be amazing, wouldn't it be something if at the next birthday party you're out with all your friends, and somebody says, what should we sing? Imagine if you'd say, "I'd like to sing Deeper Yet. I'd like to sing Only to Be What He Wants Me to Be." Well, that may not be your first choice, but I hope it's on your top 10 list. I hope it's something that God has put into your heart. And if not that thought, song, and it doesn't have to be all to be good. I grant you that. I understand that. It doesn't have to be. But these songs have deep truths right from the Bible. That's what I like about it. I don't care what it, I don't care if it was written yesterday. If it's something scriptural, if it's from the Bible, if it can feed my soul and not just send me on an emotional trip, Lord, I want to get that word. I want to get those truths. I want them to be embedded in my heart, in my life, in my soul. And so while you're enjoying whatever you're enjoying and thank God for it, just don't just pass off nearer, still nearer, near to the heart of God. There's a reason, I suppose, that these songs have stuck around for 100, 200, 300, 400, in some cases longer than that. We sing songs that are written, some, well, few, but there are those that are written way back in the 12th century. That's a long time ago, by Bernard of Clairvaux. And you sing these songs, we still sing them. How is it that they've lasted? Well, I think that there's some truth there that has been passed on from generation to generation that has stood the test of time and has helped the people of God. So right next to my Bible, I got a hymn book. Well, not literally, but, and I can sing these truths, and so can we all, and I'm thankful for them. I'm thankful for them. Now, Brother Bob and Sister Lillian are going to be leaving camp today. Is that right?
We expect to afternoon.
I don't know if Brother Bob can hear me. Can you hear me, Brother Bob?
Yes, I can hear you.
I got to talk softer then. If we twist his arm enough, maybe we could get him to stay. He expects to leave. Maybe we can change those we're thankful for Brother Bob's service to camp and Sister Lillian also in many ways. And we want to pray for them this morning that the Lord will bless them. Most of you know that last week Brother Bob took a hit in the leg. That tree got him good, and he's been hobbled a little bit, and it's getting better. But he's going to cut his time here at camp a couple days so that he can rest that leg a little more and it can heal up well and strong. And we're thankful. I'm going to miss Brother Bob and Sister Lillian. I'm going to miss their prayer. I'm going to miss their faith. He's a jolly good fellow that nobody can deny. And we know when Brother Bob's around because of the joy of the Lord and the help that God has given to him to just thank and praise the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's no different with Sister Lillian. Her faith and her prayer for all of us is deeply appreciated. Her working around the campgrounds, and we're just so thankful for God's faithfulness to them. And we want to pray for them. Now, I didn't know until after breakfast that Brother John was leaving before meeting this morning. We would have prayed for him. We still can. He's on his way down. He wants to beat the traffic and pick up his dog. And so I want to pray that Brother John, his wife passed away and went to be with the Lord just a short time ago. And it's a time of adjustment for Brother John. But the Lord will help him, is helping him. And we want to continue to remember him in our prayer and in our faith. Bless Brother John, Lord, today as he's traveling now, Lord, back down home. We pray you bless him, Lord. Cover him with your precious blood. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that you will put your joy into Brother John's heart. It's there. You have. But, Lord, we pray that you will just help him in times of sorrow where he feels the separation and feels the loss. And Lord, that's normal and it's natural, but Lord, you give him joy in place of sorrow. Lord, we pray that you'll comfort his heart and strengthen him and make him an increased blessing to the people of God. Lord, in Canarsie and in the fellowship, wherever he might be, We thank you for him. Watch over him as he travels, we pray, in your precious name. Amen. Now, I'm not one that's prone to calling on people to testify. My take on it is, if you don't have anything to say, then it's best not to say it. And I don't want to force the staff. I don't twist your arm. I'm not going to say, Grace, get up and testify now. We haven't heard from you this period. Now, that's not wrong to do. That might be a good thing. And for some, that might work. It doesn't work for me. But if you want to testify, you always can, anytime. But I'm going to call on Brother Bob and Sister Lillian because we want to hear from them before they go. We want them to say goodbye. And God bless you both. Ladies first?
No.
He's a jolly good fellow.
I've had it on my mind to let you guys know that I thank the Lord that my leg wasn't broken. But that the way that tree came, and that could have shattered my leg like a toothpick. But God was faithful in keeping that from happening. Why it happened in the first place, I don't know. Maybe I'll never know. I mean, we pray for God's protection and keeping over us. When these things happen, my first thing is, why me? Why did it have to happen? I don't know. But I just want to thank the Lord that it's no worse than it is. And I'm just trusting him that I'm healed properly so I can get back to driving my little school bus, my big yellow school bus in September, and that it will not hinder me to be able to do that. God bless you, and thank you for praying for me.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Well, first of all, I'm thankful for these wonderful guys up in the front here that have helped me in the garden and picked up things and heavy things and brought me rakes and helped me rake and do so many things. It just were such a blessing to me. And I thank God for all the others that I've met, the young people that I didn't know before, and all of the guests, some of them I haven't known, and the old ones, yes, I know. It's always such a joy to come to camp. It's a blessing, it's a refreshing, and it's a renewing for my spirit, and I enjoy doing what I can, and I thank the Lord that he's given me that that love for just weeding and just helping fit flowers to look nice, even though I don't know the names of half of them. I just enjoy doing that, and but I thank the Lord most of all for what he's done in my heart this time, even though it's been a shorter stay than we planned. But he's so faithful. He's so faithful, and I thank him. And thank him for each one of you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless Brother Bob and Sister Lillian as they leave us today, Lord. We pray that you will go with them. We pray, Lord, that you will grant to them the desires of their heart. We thank you for their service to you, to the people of God. We thank you for the blessing that you have made them to all of us. And we ask, Lord Jesus, that you will continue to work in them and through them. We pray that river of life and living water will flow, Lord Jesus, through their lives and touch many other hearts. We pray that you'll bless Brother Bob with the injury that he sustained. We do thank you, Lord, that it wasn't as bad as it could have been. We thank you, dear Lord, that you've given him recovery and he's being helped. We just ask, Lord, that you'll bring him to full recovery. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, in these coming days, strengthen that leg. Make it as well as it's ever been. Yes. Lord, we just trust you to do that. We believe you for it, and in your precious name we ask it. Amen. Amen, Lord. Thank you, Lord. 281, let us sing and stand if you like as we sing 281.
Is rife taking the sorrow in hand. Make me a blessing. Make me a blessing out of my life. May Jesus shine. Make me a blessing. Oh,
seated. At 8:15, we gather here for our evening service. And tonight, Brother Bob Costanza is going to speak to us whatever it is that the Lord puts on his heart. He, as you know, is the choir director of Teen Challenge. I have made that reference, and I wondered if there are people here that don't know what Teen Challenge might even be. But it is a drug and rehabilitation program centered in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I won't say more than that. Brother Bob will, if he is led to this evening. And he's been leading the choir. The reason why these men, they change every month is because people graduate the program and new inductees come into the program. And these are all men whose lives have been ruined by sin, who have been bound by those fetters that Jesus Christ has made them free and giving them help and victory over their sin, over their past. And Brother Bob has the privilege to not only help them to sing, but to in many ways mentor them, because they need mentoring. Some of these guys are off the street 3 months or so, I don't know, a very short time, and their habit is not in the distant rearview mirror, and they need nurturing, and they need faith and prayer. And Brother Bob has been put into that position, not just to teach music and sing the songs, but to instill in them. And that's why we pray for him. That's why we need to take him into our hearts and support him like Moses, Aaron and Hur, one on one side, one on the other. We need to lift up one another's hands and believe and have faith for one another. And so as Brother Bob ministers to us tonight, we'll have opportunity to maybe pray more intelligently, become more familiar with him and with the work that he and Teresa represent. And so we're glad that he's here. He's leaving us tomorrow morning early. So we want to take advantage tonight of the opportunity to have Brother Bob speak to us. And our meeting this evening will end a little earlier than it usually does. We'll stop, as we did last week when Sister Edith spoke about the Apostles' Creed. We'll end the meeting around 9 o'clock, and then we're invited down to the beach for a fire and some s'mores. And so that's what we have thought to do today. And again, pick and choose how that might fit into your schedules. Lay heavy emphasis on the prayer times and on the evening meeting and seeking the Lord. And then from there, choose as the Lord leads what you might want to be able to do throughout the day. Shall we sing that last verse? Give as 'twas given to you in your need. Love as the Master loved you. Be to the helpless a helper indeed. Unto your mission be true. May sing out of my life. May Jesus shine, make me a blessing, oh, say.